I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Oh, look, my God. The wife is always mad for the new thing. I'd usually let her off because the alternative is a list of things that need doing around the house, and I'd rather go to Mallow on my holidays than get involved with that carry-on. Unfortunately, she has crossed the line in recent days in a manner that threatens to undermine my very way of life. Long story short, isn't she after falling in with the lactose intolerant crowd below in Bantry, and hasn't she decided we have to give up the old milk? Now that's awkward crack for a dairy farmer like myself, and that's only the start of it. It's a well-known fact in West Cork that drinking black tea is a sign that you're in league with the devil. I'll be a laughing stock inside in Dunmanway, and you know you've gone wrong somewhere in life when that shower of yahoos are looking down on you. I told the wife this, and she said that I should look at almond milk, and I said I might as well look at walking naked down the town with a sign on my back saying I am a complete tool. She's not budging anyway, and it looks like I'll have to move to a more progressive town where black tea is an option. Where should I move to at all? Dan Petty Endy, take a left just before you come into Dunmanway and keep an eye out for a fella eating a classic Magnum inside in a hedge.
No one will judge you in Kinsale for being a deviant, let him without sin and all that, but they will laugh at you for being from Dunmanway, just so you knew.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. This skinny young one arrived into town in a BMW convertible the other day. We were all going, what does she want now? And Berna hit the nail on the head when she said, well, a good plate of bacon and spuds would be a decent place to start. Anyway, didn't she put a thing up on the local Facebook page, What's the Scare in Bala Desmond, saying that she wanted something called FaceTime with local women in the hall to discuss something that could make us a few quid. Off we all went anyway. And what was her scheme? Only that she owns a lingerie company for rural women and she wanted some real life models for the website because bog women would be put off by skinny milink models from Dublin who have a kiwi for their tea. Not her words, but we knew what she meant. Berna put her name down straight away. She has zero shame. A lot of her family come from Boherbuy. I can hear my mother's voice going, you're a disgrace to the family, Rosaline from Bala Desmond. Mainly because she's still alive and she says it at least once a week. Do you think I should sign up, tell me? Rosaline, Bala Desmond.
I was talking to my sister about this. She said, would you be embarrassed if photos of you and your knickers appeared online? I said, I'd be mortified. She said, what about that photo you put on your Tinder profile? I said, that's not actually me.
It's getting evil on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunners, whose bank holiday barbecue is better than yours. Fifi _ love halloumi said, they're having friends over, a really high net worth couple who buy flip-flops and pennies just to make it crystal clear they don't care what anyone thinks about them. Claire _3 grand sandal said, they're flying in a maverick barbecue pitmaster from just outside Dallas called Smokin'. He's going to do a whole hoglet for them. Try not to feel jealous when the smell wafts over your place, biatches. That's literally what she said. We're a bit short of money this year because my Ken didn't realise that Bitcoin is for idiots. And between yourself and myself, it's either spend 8 grand on a bank holiday Barbie or else take our Hugo out of Christians. I'll get shunned by the Douglas Road Stunners either way. But I'm just wondering, what's the right thing to do? Jenny Douglas Road.
My uncle is a priest. He's a terrible snob. I told him about your ethical dilemma. He said the Lord shall take pity on her. I said, why? He said because she couldn't get her Hugo into prayers.
Come here, Audrey. Why doesn't me cat like me? I've done everything for her. Called her Hoggy after Patrick Horgan. Didn't kick up a fuss when she refused to eat the cat food from Lidl. Never posted a video of her on Instagram that makes her look like a goal. To works. She just sits there every night giving me the stink eye as if I was from the south side or followed Man U. The problem is, I'm weak for her. All I want's a little bit of affection back in return. Is that too much to ask for, tell me? Don't you do any, Blackpool.
I was having a similar problem here. My Connor would just stare at me every night. It was really freaking me out. Eventually I said, why are you looking at me as if I slept from a graphic artist from Bologna while you were away and golfing with the lads? We're back in counselling.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.